It's called the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, but it's not just broadband. Ed Barthalme of the Federal Communications Commission says the program throws the net wide.
There's a variety of service types that are included in the program. There's fixed wireless, there's wired for homes that have wired connectivity as an option. There's mobile, which is sort of more akin to cell phone service options.
It's a consumer discount off monthly service charges. A household is eligible if someone qualifies for the Lifeline program, receives assistance such as free and reduced price school lunches, or a Pell Grant, or experienced a substantial loss of income due to the pandemic. Eligibility is defined on the website for the program, getemergencybroadband.org. There are also special terms for tribal residents. The program is set up to give eligible households a $50 a month discount, but most Alaskans could get $75.
I think that that's one important thing for Alaska listeners to know is the benefit is up to $75 a month for those households as opposed to the $50 a month discount.
The money came out of the huge Consolidated Appropriations Act passed by Congress in December. One aspect was focused on how much families relied on internet connectivity while they were staying apart from others to prevent from spreading disease. Barthalme says it took a while to stand up the program, but for his agency, it was record time.
You know, Congress instructed the FCC to standing up a completely new program that's critically important, critically timely to the current environment and the current situation, but making it live and real, right, where people can actually start to collect benefits from it.
It won't pay fees that are already owed, but the discounts start this week. This pandemic-related program will continue until the $3.2 billion in federal funding runs out, or 6 months after the Department of Health and Human Services declares an end to the pandemic. The FCC website shows all the Alaska providers who are participating, the larger ones like GCI, Alaska Communications, and MTA, but also Cordova, Copper Valley, Ketchikan, and Cricket, 26 in the state. It shows that three providers in Alaska are giving discounts on devices as part of the program. Barthalme says there are consumer protections built into the emergency broadband benefit.
So one of the big things that we wanted to prevent and make sure didn't happen was that people who needed this sort of assistance weren't stuck with sort of an episode of bill shock when the money runs out.
Customers can sign up by contacting an internet service provider, enroll online at getemergencybroadband.org, or mail in an application. If you're listening to the story on the radio and don't have internet service yet, you can call 833-511-0311. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.